Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. I love these 5-Minute Fridays. It's a flash of information, something you didn't know about a topic that you should know more about. And today we're going to talk all about menopause. This is not a fun topic, but a very necessary one. If you've been in perimenopause, postmenopause, menopause itself, first of all, I hate the word menopause. I really think we should rebrand it. It's time for woman on fire phase of life. And anyone can experience menopause. The modern woman is having menopausal symptoms starting as early as age 35. So yes, the fatigue, the brain fog, the hair loss, the centripetal body fat, the changes in your skin, the acne as an adult. Many of these things are menopausal. I wanted to talk a little bit today about supplements that you can take to improve early symptoms, starting even at age 35 to 40, 45. Early menopause is a thing. Perimenopause is the name of it. What are the symptoms? Menopause starts 12 months from the time of a woman's last period. So if you've had your last period, it's been 12 months, you're probably having menopausal symptoms. Women who are within the ages of 40 to 50 get a decline in their reproductive hormones, and you may have other symptoms like mood changes, period cycles that are very super irregular, hot flashes. This one of the most common symptoms, of course, is hot flashes, especially this intense warmth feeling of your neck and face, flushing, and you just really can't control the feeling like you're on fire internally, like a thermos, and it's a thermostat going off. It is intense. You may experience changes in your period cycling. Your cycle may not be the same. The shorter days, longer days, heavier flow, those are all potential signs of early menopause. Incontinence is often common during menopause. When menopause hits, estrogens drop, collagen production tanks, and tissues that rely on elasticity and spring back, like around the bladder, the urethra, these things can change, and you can have incontinence, the urge to urinate or leak when you sneeze, when you laugh, when you do anything physical. Leak when you sneeze, that's something that every woman knows, especially after having kids. Dryness in the vaginal area definitely makes sometimes intimacy more difficult, and that is a very normal change with menopause. And disturbed sleep. You feel like you're struggling to stay asleep, maintaining sleep, initiating sleep. Sleep can be a real problem. Hormone replacements, of course, are out there, and the oral form have been out there for ages. Recently, they've been called into question, given that there's such a big frequency of breast cancer, the incidence of breast cancer is increasing, the amount of hormones we're exposed to is increasing, and if you have breast cancer in your family, you certainly have to be really careful about hormone replacement therapy and be advised by your physician, an OB-GYN doctor, if it's an option for you. Replacing estrogens as we age is beneficial. Estrogen is such a protective hormone, and it will improve symptoms like hot flashes, vaginal dryness, insomnia, osteoporosis, cardiovascular risk. So many reasons why we should maintain some level of estrogens in our system, including for your skin, collagen production. But of course, if you have breast cancer history, that is not going to be for you. Hormone replacement therapy can be pellets, it can be injectables, it can be pills, creams, or gels, and there is no magical form that is just right or best. You can absorb estrogen, progesterone, testosterone through a pellet, through a shot, through a gel or cream, through good old-fashioned tablets. So any form of treatment is correct. It just matters to start if you're feeling like you're not yourself. And supplements can be great. I think that we don't rely on supplements enough, and I believe in Ayurvedic medicine, Asian medicine, so many herbs that are beneficial for women that we've used through the generations. No need to stop now. Science is wonderful, but women have had to rely on good old herbal remedies and the very potent products that are the very potent chemicals that are found within these herbal remedies. For example, black cohosh is a herb that's a native plant in the eastern regions of North America. It's used to treat mood swings and hot flashes. Definitely need to check with your doctor on any one of these supplements, especially if pregnant or breastfeeding. Be sure that you check, but black cohosh can be definitely used for hot flashes and mood swings. Red clover is a phytoestrogen. This one helps with hot flashes, bone loss, and hair loss. Dong Quai. Dong Quai is considered a female ginseng. It appears in Chinese medicine and it helps to boost women's health and reduce PMS symptoms. And it may be beneficial for some of the mood swings of PMS. Ginseng itself, especially Korean red ginseng, is a very popular supplement to take during menopause. This is also an herb that treats hot flashes and is used in a majority of Chinese medicines which enhance your health and immune system. Flax seeds contain linseed and act as a phytoestrogen supplement that can also reduce hot flashes. You can easily sprinkle those on your morning breakfast, yogurt, or in your smoothie. And maca, which is a Peruvian vegetable root, it's in the same family as the cruciferous vegetables like broccoli and cabbage. This one aids in vaginal dryness and mood boosting during menopause. Evening primrose oil is derived from the primrose flower, and by taking the seeds and turning it into an oil, this is a really nice remedy for hot flashes and bone density change. We also hear about soy. Soybeans contain high levels of isoflavones, which are mimicking the estrogen family of molecules. And these can help with reducing bone density change. They can be consumed with foods like soybeans and tofu. Another good way to control menopausal symptoms. And valerian root is often used to deal with insomnia and reduce hot flashes, improve mood and relaxation. Of course, if you're going to use any of these supplements and herbs, make sure you talk to your doctor first. And these are not guaranteed to help, but you know, modern medicine has been evolved by men. There's a male gaze in modern medicine that has been directed towards all the studies, all the research, and all of the things that have taken place in the last 100 years of medicine. So if women had hot flashes, menopause, or couldn't sleep, like men didn't really, it didn't bother them. That was considered part of being a woman, just part of the process. So now that more and more women are dominating in medicine and 50% of women going into med school are 50% of students going into med school are women, I'm hopeful that we will evolve medical research to definitely treat the needs of women and to look at the problems of women, such as menopause, and to look at pharmacologic remedies that may be stronger or more powerful than traditional herbal medicine. It's time for women to transform and evolve not only aesthetics, but also medicine, to have research studies directed at treatments to help women so that just falling apart and burning up and losing your drive and losing your mojo is not considered just normal, just live with it. So I'm all about it. Let's learn more about perimenopause. Let's learn why so many of us are starting to have symptoms even at age 35. And let's reduce the stigma of talking about it and talk to each other about it. Don't pretend it's not happening. Talk, because we have tips to give each other. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram, helping all kinds of people stay beautiful. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. You can find me there. Our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. Love to have you try my skincare line. It is full of herbal, plant-based solutions for your skin. And don't forget to try our collagen powder. If you're someone who wants to age better, collagen production drops by 50% starting at age 50. That is crazy. You need collagen building blocks, collagen peptides. Every morning in my coffee, I have my collagen powder. You should try it too. It's www.beautybydrk.com. And that's it for now. Stay beautiful.